Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Episode 184 of the club, and the message today is to try and focus on thinking about having the mentality of a buyer, not a seller. If you're in any kind of transaction, the strong position is always the buyer rather than the seller. And it's useful to try and cultivate or be mindful of that kind of relationship and try and put yourself in the position of the buyer when you're in a relationship with patients. And it's actually quite hard to do. It's easy to say, but it's actually quite hard to do. And the reason this has come to mind is because we currently have a patient who is demonstrating signs that they are not ready for surgery, shall I put it. She's going over things we've already gone on about, talked about, and I feel that she's not in the place for surgery, and I've said, look, I'm not going to do surgery on them. They've got surgery booked, they've paid £1,000 deposit, the surgery is worth £15,000 or something, so it's a big procedure, and we've just refunded her deposit today and just said, look, it's not happening, because I feel that she's not ready. And to be quite frank with you, I'm not ready to take that on, because if they're that have that many concerns and issues preoperatively, I'm worried about what things are going to be like postoperatively. And you'll never regret that. You'll never regret not doing an operation. I mean, it's messed things up because we've got a theatre day. We have to pay for the day in theatre, and you know, it's going to be a half day now, and you know, it's certainly created havoc in terms of that. But I'm okay with it, because I and the other thing that worries me, it puts me at risk of negative comments and feedback from them, because they have made it clear they're active on forums and what have you. But I'm okay with it, because I have thought about this aspect of trying to develop this buyer mentality. And actually, even if they do put something online, hopefully I want to nurture the image that it's not a question of you paid for the surgery, you can have the surgery. You almost kind of have to convince me to do the surgery for you. That's the kind of image I want to get to. I mean, I don't want to get too extreme on it, but I've got no qualms about saying, look, I'm not operating on you. I'm not operating on you either at all, or I'm not operating on you next month because I don't think you're ready, or, you know, just like you're almost like you're lucky to have me to operate on you. And that's the relationship you want to have when you start talking to patients. You certainly don't want to have the relationship of you're trying to sell them a procedure or an operation. And I mean, I remember when I have a slide deck of photos, and I've deliberately got good photos on it, but they're not all good. Some of them got really, really quite red and active scars at 6 months, 8 months. Some of them are not great results. Some of them scars are quite high or quite lumpy. So, you know, I haven't deliberately put all my best results on there. And sometimes patients say, oh, that one, I remember when I started and I
probably didn't have that many good results. They'd say, well, that one's a bit wonky, that scar. And that scar looks a bit high. And she still looks like she's got a bit of, you know, fullness on her hips, or her breasts are a bit uneven. And I used to say, oh, well, yeah, but that's early day. That's only 6 weeks, so that's going to level off. But now I'm like, yeah, that is a bit wonky. And sometimes the scar is a bit wonky, and sometimes the breasts are uneven. All these photos are patients who are happy with the results, but you have to accept there might be some asymmetries, and the scar might be wonky. I'll do my level best to make it perfect and beautiful, but you know, you can't change how the scar heals. And I'm not trying to sell the surgery to patients. I'm saying, look, this is a this is what can be done. And you know, it's kind of like, almost like I have got to choose you. I'm not trying to make you choose me. I'm kind of got to choose you. So trying to turn the tables on it. So when they try and like get me to maybe say things that might be kind of big up my surgery, like, oh, it's going to be, you know, is my breast reduction, is my shoulder pain going to get better? I'm always like, well, it might do, but men get shoulder pain, I haven't got breasts at all. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, you would imagine it would get better when you take the weight off, but I can't guarantee it. I can guarantee they'll be smaller and lifted, but I can't guarantee that your back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain will get better, although you would imagine it would. I'm not trying to be, you know, say like, yeah, definitely it's going to get better and it'll be great. I'm not being negative. I don't want to be too, don't go too much the other way. But it's like, I'm like, this is what I can offer. And I got to say, you know, if your weight's a bit high, or yeah, as I say, the expectations are a little bit unrealistic, I'm in a position where I feel like, you know, I'm not gonna do surgery on you, and you have to kind of, and there's nothing they can do. I mean, people can get that. I mean, this patient was quite upset, and you can understand it. I mean, I think surgery's booked in March, so it's not that, you know, soon before the surgery, but obviously they planned their life, etc. And I can completely understand how it can be disappointing, and actually quite angry patients can get. And you know, it's quite a big deal to going from 1 minute to earning a lot of money and being paid a lot of money to actually having an angry patient might be negative about you. But if you feel that you are kind of in control of what you do, then it does come a bit easier. But I do think it is a change of mindset, and it's a way that if you can start feeling that way in your own mind, and patients can start feeling that from their side, they actually respond surprisingly well to it. And I think, you know, when you say to people, look, your back pain might not get better and your shoulder pain might not get better, they're not going to not have the surgery because of that. And you're just setting yourself up for a fall when you can't start saying, oh yeah, your back pain will be better, your shoulder pain will be better, and then it's not, or it's not that much better. Whereas if you said, look, it might not, and it does get better, then you've won. But I think it probably comes over time. I think maybe when we all start, we're all a little bit eager to please. But certainly, I think also it is something that is for some reason drummed into us. And even in the NHS, I don't even think it's because of private, because even in the NHS, I think we find it hard to kind of say no to patients. I mean, I think we often have to because the management won't let us do stuff, which is kind of different. That takes the onus away from us. But if it was something that would be acceptable in the NHS, I think we find it hard to kind of say no and to have that mentality of, look, I've got to decide what I do. I think I have this feeling, I don't know if I'm just projecting my own feelings, but we have this feeling that we're in service to patients, and we have to kind of do what they want us to do, and we're a kind of a servant to them, which of course we are to a degree. But I think if we start empowering ourselves and saying, look, and often the reasons can be for you, but also can be for them. Like this patient, it was for me. I didn't want that stress in my life, but also for them. I do think they weren't ready for it. If they're asking questions again and again and again, not just questions, multiple questions over the same thing, again and again and again. I'm like, I don't think they're ready for it. But I think it empowers you, and I think it, yes, I do think it's good for patients, but I think the main reason I'm saying this is because I think it's good for you. I think it's good for you mentally. I think it's good for your practice. I think particularly if you've got enough work that you don't kind of, you know, you're not hanging on every case to cover the costs every month. I mean, if you are hanging on that, that's a bad way to be, but I've always been okay saying no to patients, even when, quite frankly, I needed the money, because it is a medical thing and you don't really want to be judged, you know, pushed by money. But I think it's more than money. I don't think it's money, as I say, because people, I think, you know, personally, I had the same kind of feeling in the NHS that I felt bad saying no to people. And certainly when I was training and the senior consultants, senior colleagues would say no to people who I would think, oh, you might be able to help them with the surgery. But now I'm like, yeah, I'm more like that now, where maybe I could help them with surgery, but if I'm thinking, I'm not sure, they seem a bit, I'm not sure about it, they're, you know, I'm not sure they're sure about it, or whatever the reason is, you know, I'm really sorry I can't help you. And I think it will only long-term strengthen your brand. Short-term, it might damage it, to be quite frank with you. And you might get some unhappy, disgruntled patients, but occasionally you'll do this, and then 6 months later they might come back, or they might not come back. Or we had one a few years ago, and her mum was like, thank you so much, because I don't think she was ready for it. You might get some positivity out from it, but to be honest with you, that's not the reason you're doing it. That's not the reason I'm saying it. I'm not saying it because you're going to get positivity and you get this reputation that people have to earn to have a procedure with you. That is a byproduct of it. I'm saying it, to be honest, it kind of to protect you, and I think it's a powerful persona to have, that people, you know, will not so much be lucky, but you know, it's not a definitely you're going to operate on them sort of thing. It's like, you know, they're coming to a consultation to see if you will offer, almost like you're buying their, you know, you're the buyer there. You're letting them sell their whatever it is that they want. You know, they're trying to sell the thing that they want, and you're the buyer, as opposed to you're trying to sell a set of breast implants or something. They're the seller, and you're the buyer. You're in the hoss. You're in the position of I wouldn't say power, because you don't want to sort of usurp power over them, but control, that's it. You're in the position of control. You control the situation, and it's not like, oh great, I've got three breast augmentation consultations, I might have three breast augmentations today. No, you know, I've got some consultations today, let's see what happens. You know, it's like that. If they book, they book. If they don't, but none of this conversion, all my conversion rates, this and that. I convert all these patients. I don't like that personally. I'm not into that. I'm not into, oh, I'm converting all the patients to come and see me at clinic. I'm like, I'm seeing people, I'm making assessments. That's kind of how I run my practice. And I urge you to think about maybe having that mentality. I don't think it's good to be deferential, to be on the back foot, to have people saying, I want this, I want that, I want lipo. How much, I've had people say, I've, you know, got lots of money, I want, how much lipo can I have? That's it, gone. You know, once those words have come out of their mouth, what's the maximum amount of lipo you can do? I've closed, they're not having operation in my mind, and that's it, they're gone. I mean, I will talk to them, but it's like in my mind, I'm like, I am not operating on you. You are not getting surgery from me. You might have won the lottery and you might be able to have a Rolls Royce outside, but I am not operating on you, no sir. So yeah, have the mentality of a buyer, not a seller. And I think doctors in general, and not just in private, but also in the NHS, I can't understand why we have it in the NHS, really, because we're trying, you know, because of budgets and all sorts, but we do have it in the NHS as well, have kind of like the seller mentality, as if we're offering a service and we're kind of, do you want it? Do you all good? You'll sign up. All good. She's booked. He's booked. Fantastic. Don't have that mentality. Have the mentality of they've got to kind of convince you to do the surgery for them. It's a tricky one. I've got to be honest, it is a tricky one. I'm not sure if it'll land. If this is the first time you've thought of this concept, I'm not sure if it'll land first time, because it took me quite a long time. And I'll be upfront with you, I'm still battling with it. But you know, I'm a lot better than I was, and I've got no, as I say, I've got no qualms with doing it. But I hope that you can maybe reflect on it and think about it and use it to your advantage in your life and in your practice. As I say, strictly for people who've got good, you know, good flow of patients coming through already and don't kind of need the business, that really does also significantly help. But I think a lot of people who don't need the business do still have the seller mentality, and I don't think that's helpful personally. Anyway, that's my view. Take it if you wish. I will publish this on the podcast tomorrow morning, and I will also be back next Thursday for another episode. It'll be 185 then.